serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches on FM 94.7.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the Life Center Church, Titusville, Florida. Deeper in God Outreach Ministry broadcast. I pray that this message in some way will be an encouragement as we follow Jesus all the way. Let us move into today's broadcast.
Lord, it is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit makes the difference in our life. As so many believers, we receive Lord as our Lord and Savior, yet and still we don't have peace. We're still trying to figure things out. We're still struggling. We're still trying to figure out how to work it out. We need Holy Spirit because He gives us peace in the midst of a storm. And if you haven't seen the storm, I want to let you know storms are coming. According to the Word of God, they're coming. But I don't care how bad the storm get. If I have Holy Spirit, I'm not worried. I'm not worried about no storm this morning. And if you don't have the Holy Spirit, don't be saying that. Because I'm going to let you know, it'll come. And you say, I'm not worried. Things will happen in your life to see if you're really not worried. You got to get to the place where you're not frazzled or razzled or whatever. It just had a place. Peace. Thank you, Lord. Some of us are going through some stuff. In here today, some of us are going through some challenges. I'm not talking about serious challenges. But I want to let you know one thing. If you have the Holy Spirit this morning, if you're connected to God, we are going through things today according to the Holy Spirit. I want to let you know the Holy Spirit will put us in some predicaments. A lot of times we blame the devil for a lot of stuff, but let me tell you all this day, everything ain't the devil. And if it is the devil, it's happening because God allow it to happen. I'm a child of the Most High God. If something is happening in my life, it is happening because of God. He's trying to get my attention, trying to get something from me, trying to prepare me to where He's taking me as a reason for everything that happens in our life. And some of us feel like God had left us or God haven't heard us or heard us, or that God is not moving in our lives simply because of the way that things look. Let me tell you, I don't care what it looks like. I want to encourage you today that God is still moving in your life. Be encouraged because He always works things out. Anybody over here ever had some situations come in your life, come up in your life? My question is, did God work it out for you? And if He haven't worked it out yet, I have to tell you, wait. Enjoy, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Wait, because He's going to show up. And when I say wait, that means to entangle yourself in the Lord. Entangle yourself with God. Entangle yourself with His Word. Entangle yourself in Him. Because just not sit and say, I'm just be right here. No, that means I'm yoked up with God. I'm yoked up with Him. Because God is going to move in my life. God is going to work that thing out. God is going to fix my situation. I don't care what it looks like now. I used to say way back then, say, if you want to see me down, you better take pull the Lord out and take my picture now because I'm not going to be here always. Yeah, you get your snapshot right now. Yeah, look like I'm struggling, look like I'm defeated, look like things are not coming together. Get out your camera, take my picture because I'm not going to be here. And I'm not going to go, listen, God is going to move in my life. Holy Spirit is going to move. God knows what He's doing in your life. I got somebody to tell you, I know what He's doing. See, but we need the Holy Spirit to keep us focused, to keep us on track, to keep us focused for the journey that we're on. God knows what he's doing. I just want to encourage you today that God will let you go through a series of things to get you to what his plan is for your life. Anybody here ever heard about Joseph? Genesis 7. God put Joseph in a position on a journey that some of us may be on. I don't think our journey won't be as serious as Joseph's journey, but some of us are on a journey right now. Because we don't consider hardship as part of God's blessing. But don't you know that the Christian walk is a suffering walk? Don't you know that we have to go through things in our lives? But I want to give you some hope this morning. I want to look at Joseph. Look at Joseph. God put Joseph on a journey. Pretty sure we all read about it in Genesis 37. But it rubbed his brother the wrong way. See, his father Jacob gave him a coat of many colors. And I had to look at this thing. And the brothers got mad. The brothers got upset with him. God don't care. Listen, the devil don't care who he uses to get you off track. He'll use your family. The one you think will be there for you. If I can't trust nobody else, I can trust family. Our confidence is in God. See, I begin to look at Joseph, but there was something about Joseph. See, Joseph, he was the son of Rachel. Now, those brothers, he had other brothers, and he had a sister. But those brothers, they was the children of Bilhah and Zilpah. So, those was his brothers, but they was by another mama. So we may be having some another mama drama going on. Some of them boys were from Zilpah, and some of them were from, what's her name? Yeah, just read it. Yeah, Bilhah, right. Some of them are Bilhah. They were their mother brothers, so they hated him. And then Joseph was a tattletale. He was a baby. He was a baby. He was a favorite. But he always had to go back and tell his dad what everybody else is doing. That's what death would read the word. He was a tattletale. And they hated him even more because he couldn't keep his mouth. Well, your mom ain't my mama, you know. So hey, but we all in the same house. We all have the same father, but we all don't have the same mother. So there's some stuff going on here, and they hated Joseph. They hated him, and then the daddy, he didn't make it any better. See, what happened that Jacob had Joseph at an old age, man. So you know, oh man, you know, hey, this I'm an old man, but I see a guy. So. So a little something else when he got that, got on up in age and had that child. Now that was something special to him. All this going on, you know, we know how the family dynamics are going on right now. We have baby mama dramas going on right now. You know, we all supposed to be blood there, but you know, that ain't my daddy. You know, blah, 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 blah. And here we got all this drama going on in fairness today. And Satan don't care who he use. Come right in your house. So we find out, moving on down, his brothers, they went out, and then his father sent Joseph out. Joseph went to check on the brothers, and the brothers saw him coming, and they start conspiring to kill him. Will family kill family? Can a family member hate another family member that much that they're willing to kill him? I'm talking about, as my grandmama would say, I'm talking about graveyard dead. Turn on your news. Turn on your news now. It's happening today. Children are killing their parents because of a disagreement. Don't want to listen to my father. Don't have to listen to my mother. I'm grown. You know, you ain't tell me what to do. Oh, you got it. No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here. Oh, it's going on. So they conspired about Jacob. See, but Holy Spirit, God always have something in place in one of the brothers, Reuben. Reuben stepped in. Reuben was able persuade them not to kill Joseph, but to put throw him in a... But let me tell you, he was on a journey. Look at somebody and tell them, Joseph was on a journey. Now turn back to him and look at it again and tell him, say, you're on a journey. You're on a journey. Look at Joseph's journey now. Someone's crying right now, and you just in stage one. That wasn't it for Joseph. They threw him in a pit. They took his coat. He stripped the coat from him. That meant, I know it meant something to him. Wearing it out where he wanted to show it off. Hey, here comes Joseph. Hey, look at him. Got on a daddy coat. He don't know. We about to take him out. Here we go. Reuben steps in. Throw him in a pit. Oh. What loss have we occurred, or what have we been stripped of since we've been serving God? Anybody ever suffered a loss since you've been serving God? Have you been stripped of anything since you've been serving God? I know when we came in, we come in, oh, I'm coming, I want to land, the word say, I go into the land that flows with milk and honey, but sometimes there's a stripping that happens in our life. It don't end there. You still on a journey. This is God's journey. God is taking him somewhere. Look at somebody and tell them God is taking you somewhere. And so God is taking us somewhere and we don't even know where we're going. And you think he's going to try to... Oh. All right. Listen. Don't end there. They sold him. They threw him in the pit. Then here comes the Ishmaelite, the caravan coming through. They turned around and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver. Anybody here that saved, sanctified, is filled with the Spirit burning, the fire burning, Holy Ghost, and things are still not going the way you think they should go. And we're trying to figure out where's God. I want to let you know he's right there. You just don't know what I'm going through, Pastor. You just don't know what's happening in my life right now. Listen, suck it up, rejoice, and keep on going. God is taking me somewhere. I'm going through something, but God is taking me. Listen, they sold him for 20 pieces of silver. I want to know, even though things are happening in your life, God has somebody crying out on your behalf on your journey. That's why we pray for one another. That's why we intercede for one another. Somebody's praying for you. They see what you're going through. 20 pieces of silver. But let me tell you.
Hallelujah. Well, it's that time again. Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I pray that the word in some way was a blessing to you. We are the Life Center Church, located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Our phone number is 321-383-4655. Join us, and by the way, of Zoom, for our Wednesday night Zoom Bible study beginning at 7 p.m. That information is also on our Facebook page. You can join, go to the Facebook page and look at the information there regarding that Zoom Bible study. Also, join us on Sundays at 10:30. Yes, we are in the building on Sundays at 10:30 for our morning worship, followed by a live stream at 11 o'clock of our message through Facebook. It's been an honor. It's been a blessing to serve you with the Word of God. Do keep your trust and your confidence in God. His word decreed that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. So we know that we are not alone, and we know that we are not forsaken. I pray that God will continually bless you. Once again, we are located at 6770 South Washington Avenue in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Tune in next week, the same time, same station. And until then, this is Pastor Owens saying, be blessed and know that you are highly favored in the Lord.